Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Nagaland observes World Blood Donor Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurates Bharat Innovates event in Nice. Advisor Kudesh Okhama urges party workers to strengthen party and prioritize its interests. And Dimapur District Congress Committee seeks urgent intervention over damaged roads in Dimapur and Newland. Now the news in detail. Nagaland today observed World Blood Donor Day. In Dimapur, Nagaland State Blood Transfusion Council observed the event at Blood Center District Hospital. Speaking at the program, Blood Center in charge, District Hospital Dimapur, Dr. Rongsen Longkumar, said that the younger generation are increasingly understanding the value, importance and benefits of blood donation. Dr. Longkumar further called upon citizens to come forward and donate blood to help save lives. Around 50 volunteers donated blood on the occasion. Meanwhile, in Zuneboto, Green Club Zuneboto, in collaboration with Zuneboto District Legal Services Authority and Hejuku Memorial District Hospital, observed the day at Hejuku Memorial District Hospital. Speaking on the occasion, medical officer at Hejuku Memorial District Hospital, Dr. Akaho Sema, described blood as the gift of life and underscored the importance of voluntary blood donation in ensuring timely medical care for patients.
Can safely donate blood after every 56 days. Just imagine. After every 56 days, one can safely donate. But as extra precautionary measure, we advise the donor to donate blood once in 3 months. If you start donating blood at the age of 18 months, and once you start donating blood every 3 months till you attain the age of 60 years, I'm sure you'll be able to donate more than 160 times.
At District Hospital Twensang, the 29 Assam Rifles observed World Blood Donors Day, during which 10 Jawans donated blood. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of France Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated Bharat Innovates event at Palais d'Exposition in Nice today. The flagship event being held under the India-France Year Innovation brings together top innovation startups and venture capital funds from India, France and other countries. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted the strength of India-France ties. He said while many nations engage in trade and strategic cooperation, only a few relationships are guided by a shared vision as well as common interests.
दुनिया में अलग अलग देश एक दूसरे के साथ व्यापार करते हैं अलग अलग देशों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप भी होती है लेकिन कुछ रिलेशंस ऐसे होते हैं जो शेयर्ड इंटरेस्ट के साथ साथ शेयर्ड विजन से भी ड्राइव होते हैं भारत और फ्रांस का रिश्ता कुछ ऐसा ही है.
Addressing the gathering, French President Macron described it as an honor for France to host the first edition of the initiative outside India. He said the world increasingly sees India not only as a country with immense talent, but as a nation of innovation and a disruptive force in technology.
A country with 1.4 billion inhabitants, a country who pays on know-how and research, knowledge and training as many engineers as Europe and the US combined, more than 1 million per year. So in every respect, a country with research, innovations and frontier models is spearheading global innovation.
Advisor for CAWD, Kudesh Okhama, has urged party workers to strengthen the party and place its interests first while describing the merger of NDPP with NPF as God's divine plan. Addressing the NPF consultative meeting of the 18th Chazuwa Assembly constituency yesterday at Kisama, Mr. Khama termed the NPF as the custodian of Naga political aspirations, culture and identity. He said the NPF remains the keeper of Naga political aspirations, culture, identity, traditions and faith and called upon party workers to rededicate themselves to strengthening the party. The meeting unanimously adopted 4 resolutions including reaffirming support for the merger of the NDPP with the NPF and committing to work collectively to strengthen the party and support an honorable, acceptable and inclusive settlement of the Naga political issue. Dimapur District Congress Committee, DDCC, has expressed serious concern over the deplorable condition of several important roads in and around Dimapur, causing immense hardship to commuters, students, office-goers, business establishments and the general public. In a statement, the DCCC said, the road stretch from Purana Bazaar to Supermarket Road has deteriorated rapidly despite recent repairs, with potholes and damaged sections, raising concerns over construction quality and the use of public funds. The committee also drew the attention of the concerned authorities to the road leading to the new Deputy Commissioner's office, Dimapur, at Purana Bazar, which remains in a pathetic condition. The DDCC also noted that the recently constructed new land road has already developed potholes and damaged stretches, making travel unsafe and prompting calls for immediate inspection and repairs. The DDCC urged authorities to immediately repair the roads, ensure quality checks, and take action against any substandard works. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Fake police have apprehended the alleged driver involved in a hit-and-run incident that injured two women, including a pregnant woman, at Bible Hill Colony last evening. In a press release, the police said a blue Maruti Celerio allegedly drove on the wrong side of the road, hit the pedestrians, and fled. The vehicle was later found abandoned and seized while the accused was arrested in a joint operation. A case has been registered under the relevant provisions of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and the Motor Vehicles Act, and further investigation is underway. Fake police further reminded the public that rash driving, causing injuries, and drunk driving are punishable offences, and drivers involved in the accidents are legally required to assist victims and report the incident. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, Barah Saal Vishwas Ke Vikas Ke Jan Kalyan Ke. Today we focus on the steps taken by the government to bring ease of living in the lives of the country's citizens.
12 years of reforms have become 12 years of trust. Whether it is GST, faceless tax or Digital India, every step has made citizens feel that they too are nation builders. Comprehensive revisions to income tax slabs and rates in the Union Budget 2025-26 have been designed to benefit all taxpayers. No income tax is payable under the new tax regime on an annual income of up to 12 lakh rupees. Next generation GST has simplified taxation and made life easier for citizens. The tax structure is now primarily based on 5% and 18% slabs. GST collections reached 2.42 lakh crore rupees in April this year, the highest level ever recorded. The Narendra Modi government has embraced digital technology and has leveraged this technology within both the realms of politics and policy making. 5G services have reached 99.6% of the country's districts in just 22 months. The cost of internet data has dropped by 97.07%, while 7.22 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable have been laid under BharatNet scheme. India is poised to become a global leader in 6G technology. Over the past 12 years, NDA government has envisioned the nation's dreams on a grand scale and worked to ensure saturation of programs designed to enhance public amenities. Ease of living is no longer just a phrase. It has become the government's guiding mantra. Onalu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And with a week left for the International Day of Yoga, enthusiasm continues to build nationwide. The theme, Yoga for Healthy Aging, highlights how a consistent practice fosters a vitality and longevity. In the run-up to the occasion, Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga. Today's focus is on healthy sleep. Postures like Balasana or Child Pose, Viparita Karani or Legs Up the Wall Pose, and Setu Bandh Asana or Bridge Pose provide gentle stretches, breathing and relaxation techniques that help improve sleep quality and support recovery. As we count on to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment for a healthier and more balanced future. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Nagaland observes World Blood Donor Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurates Bharat Innovates event in Nice. Advisor Kudesho Kamo urges party workers to strengthen party and prioritize its interests. And Dimapur District Congress Committee seeks urgent intervention over damaged roads in Dimapur and Newland. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.